a longing for, intense craving, zeal, revenge. But what it says, revenge not yourselves. Well, you gotta understand again, context, perspective. Revenge means like, someone once said to me, if a certain action I was taking against someone, was that revenge? I'm like, well, not for me. Meaning, it's not a personal thing, like I'm not revenging them. Like, if someone does me wrong, it's not up to me to revenge myself. No. But if someone does something to a brother, let's say a brother hurts a brother, I am God's vengeance for them. Not in a sense of like, I need a, eye for an eye. No. What I mean is, like he said, then when someone does something in the church against someone, they need to be punished. Thrown out of church or whatever. Or put out with some, you devise something and then judgment comes on them. Judge not. Yeah, if you don't judge things. I don't want to be under someone who has no judgment or bad judgment. But as Christ said, Christ commanded us to judge. Don't be mistaken. He said, judge righteous judgment. He said, judge not that you be not judged, meaning for what with judgment you judge, you will be judged. Means that however you judge people, that's the way you're going to be judged. So if you're not willing to be judged in the same way, if you're a hypocrite doing the same things, don't judge them because you're going to be judged the same. I mean, if I'm an adulterer, I should not go and say, well, adulterers ought to be put to death. Because then God's going to say, well, then I'll put you to death. So there is revenge against those who harm. I'll tell you what. What is revenge? Revenge is vindication or retribution. I want to visit retribution on those who pervert the word of God. And how do I do that? I am not the avenger of myself. I am the avenger of God's word. I am going to revenge on them by speaking the truth and by teaching people the truth and by turning them from listening to them, by stealing away their disciples, by breaking down their altars, and by burning down their ministries. That's my revenge, and I am going to have it, not for my own sake, but for his sake and for the word's sake, and that is good. In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in the matter. What he's saying is, you've shown yourselves, you're true believers. You followed my instructions to the T and did as I asked and more. You did right. You did what was right. And some people would be upset, but let's say someone in your church, an older man, molests a child. What do you do? Well, let's just forgive. No, you turn him over to the police. Revenge. I'm not avenging myself. I'm avenging that child. And I'm not taking the law into my own hands. It's as much a sin to take the law in your hands to pervert justice and to prevent justice from being done as it is to go overboard and take and do it yourself. You know what I mean? Like, let's say if I was just to take the law in my own hands. Usually we think of that as being like, okay, I'm going to go kill the guy that did me wrong. And that's I know in me, I have things that are powerful feelings. Like if someone were to hurt my children, it'd be very difficult for me to not take the law into my own hands. And I don't know how I would react to that situation. And if God needs to work on me, I don't know how he's going to, I don't really want to be tested in that regard. I don't even know if it's wrong. But if there's someone who's powerless to revenge themselves, there's always the magistrates. And right now I thought, well, Paul, doesn't it say that we shouldn't go to law one against each other? Yeah, we shouldn't sue each other and so on and so forth. But in a criminal matter or a murder, for the church to cover that up from the civil authority, when they have authority given by God in such matters, is wrong. The church is not the state. And God has given the state a certain province of authority. Someone does murder, the state is there to revenge. And the church is not there to cover it up. We give power to forgive them for heaven, but on the earth they must go to those who are invested with authority to revenge such things. That's the way it goes. Even that judgment that subjects me to the same judgment. You know, if I break laws, I know as I'll have to face the consequences. Shouldn't expect the church to cover up for me. But then the things that aren't illegal. Let's say, you know, we have a minister or some sort of person in the ministry, as Paul had in the, doing something immoral. It's not illegal. It's not illegal for a guy to have inappropriate relationship with his stepmother. But you know, the church has things it can do as well. You know, not in law, but within its own body. Or if someone, let's say, swindles a brother out of money, action can be taken within the church. You know, I suppose up to ejecting them from the church. And in the world, that may not seem... You know, in the old days, when the Catholic Church excommunicated you, that was like your life was over. In the modern day, it doesn't seem like much. But we have to have faith that if we do eject someone from the church for some evil deed that is evil yet not illegal, you know, simply a grievous moral misdeed, or something that we are not willing to go to law over, you know, money or something like that. Like they swindle the church out of a bunch of money or something. We have to have faith that it is in God's hands. And that when we eject them, that God rejects them as well. If we have faith in that, then we know that their punishment is severe indeed. We should not think that the punishment is lesser because they don't care.